This is Bob Bernal, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The city of Oshkosh will end its COVID-19 emergency tonight. The pandemic that started just better than 2 years ago may finally be ending. The latest numbers show that less than 15 people are currently hospitalized with the virus in the Fox Valley hospitals, and no one is currently in the ICU. Over the past 2 years, we've seen lockdowns, school and business closures, and much more. The Winnebago County Health Department has reported 301 people have died with COVID-19 or from COVID-19. At their last report, only a third of those eligible for a third shot have completed that round of vaccinations. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will hold a workshop first on the Jackson-Oregon Street Bridge Project. The council, during its regular meeting, is expected to approve a zoning change for the T-Wall Project in the Sawdust District. That would possibly bring as many as 300 apartments over the next few years. Page 2. It's this Saturday and every Saturday for a while as the Winnebago County Emergency Services will begin their testing of the tornado sirens. It will happen at noon. The test will be canceled as severe weather is imminent. Here's another sure sign of spring. The city's monthly brush collection starts again on April the 4th. The annual spring cleanup for Oshkosh is scheduled for April 25th through May 13th. A group of Democrat lawmakers in Washington aren't giving up on their decision to challenge Oshkosh Truck's decision to build their postal vehicles in South Carolina. They want documents by the end of this month from Truck about their decision to build the vehicles in South Carolina with non-union labor rather than in Wisconsin. Truck has already started their hiring process in South Carolina and is getting its production facility ready to go with hopes of starting production early next year. And police, along with fire officials, are investigating a fire on West 24th that claimed the life of one person yesterday. The fire broke out just after noon. The fire department will continue their investigation. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on Thursday with more things that are newsworthy for Oshkosh.